Men, we all go through seasons in life as men, but what happens in those seasons and how we respond to those seasons makes all the difference in the world. Today, I'm going to help you walk through the seasons of your life and make sure that you're making choices that you will reap a great reward at the end of it.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marked by dust and sweat and blood.
Welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast, sponsored by Mountain Tough Fitness Lab.
It's Equipping Men in 10. Our conviction is to call you into the arena of manhood, call you out of the faceless, nameless bleachers, and call you up to be the best version of you. Because when a man gets it, everyone wins. Enjoy today's episode.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. You know, we often forget, guys, that God has called us to steward the bodies he gave us so that we'll be ready, healthy, and spiritually dangerous to fight the good fight, whether it's working at your job, serving your God, protecting your bride, or being a great dad to your kids. That's why we're so excited to partner with Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab is run by Christian men who are passionate about training you to be your best version and to stay dangerous and ready for God. Join me on my journey by going to mountaintough.com. That's MTNTOUGH and getting your free 6-week trial when you type in the code ARENA30. You won't be disappointed. Stay dangerous. What type of dad are you? Guys, in my 35 years of ministry, I've noticed that guys basically fall into two categories. And in those categories, there are four types of dad or four phases that you pass through as a dad. We just dropped an amazing quiz to help you discover what type of dad you are. Find out what type of father you are and get our custom resources fit to meet the needs and the questions you are asking. Head on over to menarena.org. Join 20,000 men from around the world and find out the type of dad you are. Hey guys, I want to jump into the meat of this podcast. This is something I've been processing, and this is something that I think all of us as men go through, and I'm just calling it the seasons of life and what really happens during that season. And again, guys, the stress bubble is kind of like the enemy, right? And so we're going to build this timeline of your four seasons of life, and we're going to build it around the stress bubble, okay? So spring, it's the time of struggle. Summer is the season of surrender, and fall comes. This is the season of satisfaction. This is the satisfaction of if you've done this right, it's the satisfaction of reaping well. If you've done this wrong, it's the dissatisfaction of reaping regret. This happens from empty nest around 50, 55, all the way to about 65. The line of demarcation is empty nester. So now you're on the outside of the bubble, empty nester to grandparent. So this is about a 15-year season as your children are marrying and they're having their grandchildren or their children. So now you're a grandparent. It's about a 15-year period of time, 20 years, and this is on the outside edge of the stress bubble. And when I look at this aspect of life, the fall of life, I have to tell you, I am in the fall of life. I am on the outside of the bubble, and I'm looking into the bubble at my children as they're building their families, and I've realized a couple things about my edge of the bubble as I look back in. Here's what I'm reaping right now. I'm reaping, and I think, and for me, the satisfaction comes when we are reaping a devout relationship with Jesus. My relationship with the Lord has changed. It's consistent. It's deep. It's rich. I obey a lot easier. I confess a lot quicker. There's a reaping of this devout life with Jesus if we've continued to be faithful. There's a reaping of a good marriage. My marriage, I've shared our marriage. We fought for our marriage. Our marriage has been hard. It's been a lot of work. We are two low-maintenance people in a high-maintenance marriage. And my wife is, she's so important to me, and we've got such a deep and rich marriage, and we're reaping that the years of struggle for this really exciting time where we're deeply satisfied in our relationship. reaping spiritually healthy adult children. I mean, there's a wondrous season when, you know, I'm having discussions with my kids right now about, you know, I was at this church, I checked this church out, or we went to this church, we all got together for Easter, I went to church together. It's just really fun to be able to talk about spiritual things when our kids, after we've worked so hard to raise them in the things of the Lord. Reaping whole adult children. You know, I know that I have damaged my children. I know that because I'm a human being and I'm not perfect. But as my adult children now are some of my best friends, you know, my son Darby, I was in the middle of my men's service at church and they were doing their Bible study and Darby texts me, I just shot a bear, you know? And so I'm texting Darby and calling him on the phone in the middle of the guys doing their small groups. And then James, my oldest, calls me, hey, James, Darby just shot a bear. And I've got this cool opportunity that I'm reaping this relationship with my adult children right now that's so rich and full, and they're healthy and whole. And even though they bring brokenness into their lives, because they're broken and they've been broken by a broken guy like me, they're whole and they're functioning, high functioning adults in society. And I'm just so blessed and so proud of my boys. And then also reaping strong relationships with your children, as I've alluded. You know, if we've done this right in the bubble, on the outside of the bubble, we won't experience this, you know, cats in the cradle song where our kids want to avoid us. We'll experience children, you know, who, when they're in their 20s now, they get to choose whether they want to have a relationship with us. There's great joy in knowing that they do want to do that. There's a reaping during this season of life, during the fall season. There's a reaping of a good reputation. It's really fun after 20 plus years in my community to walk into places and know people and be respected by people in and out of the church, because there's a history here. There's a reputation that we've built, and there's a great joy in that. There's a reaping of a career success. You know, men make more money in their 50s than any decade of their life. So in the 50s, we're finally reaping all of the hard work we've put into all of those years. And if you're a young guy listening to this right now and you're saying, I want my living wage, I want this, dude, you need to cool your jets, bro, because you've got to put in the sweat, equity, and time to get to the place of some of these older guys. They're there for a reason. So don't despise small beginnings. Work your butt off and have people notice you, because your day, my friend, will come. But stop whining and complaining about your wage. Just get it done. So that's what I want to say to you guys. And then I've got two more things in this season. Reaping a healthy but older body. My body is older. I used to think I had a weight problem and my weight hindered me. And I'm getting pretty freaking fit right now. And I've realized, man, I'm old. And so our bodies are dying. Our bodies are decaying. My good friend Dave Faxon, who owns a gym, he says, brother, we're dying. I go, I know. Stop reminding me. But it's great to have a healthy body in the midst of aging and declining in my late 50s. It's cool to know that I'm healthy and strong, because I've reaped that in those other seasons of my life. And then lastly, it's really cool to be able to reap a healthy financial margin. You know, during this season, there, you know, you aren't in the bubble, you don't have the expenses, there is some margin, and that's a really cool season to be in. So I go from spring where I struggle, I go from summer to where I surrender, I go from the fall where I'm having this satisfaction, and then I enter the winter of my life as a man. I'm not in the winter season yet. The winter season is, you know, from 65, 70 years old to the time we graduate and see Jesus face to face. So maybe you hit 100. I've got a friend of mine, he's 103 right now. I know guys that, you know, died in their 70s, you know. So there's this final season, and I call this winter season the significance season. This is where I discover my significance through the legacy I'm leaving. This is beyond the bubble. So in the spring we're before the bubble, in the summer we are in the bubble. In the fall, we're on the edge of the bubble, and this is way beyond the bubble. So there's something that falls over a man in this season as he observes, if he's done this right, his legacy. There's a peace that is a part of this season of life. As you realize that you've left a legacy of faith, there's something, I haven't experienced this yet, because again, I'm not in this season, but to watch these older men watch their children and grandchildren and their great-grandchildren serve the Lord, just a deep peace and satisfaction. There's a legacy of a deep and fulfilling marriage. I've just got a wonderful marriage with my bride. But man, I can only imagine we're at 32 years of marriage. Can you imagine what our marriage looks like at 60 years and that depth of love and relationship? I mean, it's just, it's when you watch these couples who have been married 60 years, it's just something that you can't put into words. The legacy of your children and grandchildren's faith, shared that earlier. The legacy of watching your children exceed you. You know, I'm reading the book of Ecclesiastes right now, and I'm reading about Solomon, and man, he really declined. In chapters 2, verses 18 to 22, I'm going through this verse by verse, and I'm journaling it, in like I have these journals here, and he's bad-mouthing the fact that everything he's done is going to go to some other man. Well, that man is his son. And he's just bad-mouthing his son in the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'm like, man, our job as parents is to let our kids exceed us. That's the great joy, is to see our children and grandchildren exceed us because we've established, you know, something for them deeper than what we had for ourselves. So there's a legacy of financial comfort and potentially leaving an inheritance. You know, that during this phase, your life, you know, you're past your income earning years, generally speaking, and you're doing other things. You're still serving the Lord and active in your church, but you're living in this financial comfort. You're living you have a legacy of rest. There's an opportunity during this phase. Life finally begins to give you an opportunity to have rest and peace. And the last thing I want to share with you is this, is there's a legacy in dying well. We have to come to terms with our imminent graduation date. I have written my own eulogy. I would encourage you to do the same. We're doing that with our men on Wednesday nights here locally in McMinnville, Oregon, at our men's service. But we want to live strong and die well, dying with an exclamation mark, not a question mark, not an ellipsis, and not a comma. Guys, if you like this episode, and if you're not yet a subscriber to the Men Arena podcast, please subscribe now. That helps us move up in the rankings so we can influence more men for Christ. Until next time, feel the wet sand on the arena floor. Hear the deafening roar of the crowd. Taste the sweetness of victory. Smell the stench of battle. Get in the game. Get dirty. Grind it out and be a man.